Okay, go to Mark 16 again. And read verses 8 and 9.
8 و 9 رو بخونید.
پس به سرعت بیرون رفته از قبر بریختند زیرا لرزه و حیرت ایشان را فرو گرفته بود و به کسی هیچ نگفتند زیرا میترسیدند و صبحگاهان روز اول هفته چون برخواسته بود اول به مریم مجدلیه که از او هفت دیو بیرون کرده بود ظاهر شد.
Yeah, so did Jesus appear
عیسی مسیح اولین ظهورش
the most godly disciple
بهترین شاگردش بود که اومد حاضر شد
like John or something like that.
No, اون که خیلی واسش بهتر بود.
No, he showed himself first to Mary Magdalene.
مریم مجدلیه.
And it says here out of whom he had cast seven devils.
کسی که هفت روح شیطان رو ازش
I don't know about you but most of us don't have an past where we've been demon possessed.
که تو زندگیمون گذشتمون جوری باشه که شاید روحای شیطانی زندگیمون
رو در گذشته کنترل کنه.
این زن
رو گذشته
سختی داشت.
Yet he gets the first one to bring the message that Christ is risen.
اولین کسی که شنید عیسی مسیح زنده است و فهمید مریم مجدلیه بود.
She was not a perfect person.
انسانی کامل و بی‌عیب نبود.
Continue to read verses 10 to 14.
آیه 10 تا 14 رو بخون.
و او رفته به آنهایی که با او بودند و گریه و ماتم می‌کردند خبر داد و ایشان چون شنیدند که زنده گشته و به دو ظاهر شده بود باور نکردند و بعد از آن به صورت دیگر به دو نفر از ایشان در هنگامی که به دهات می‌رفتند هویدا گردید. ایشان رفته دیگران را خبر دادند اما ایشان را نیز باور نکردند و بعد از آن بدان 11 هنگامی که به قضا نشسته بودند ظاهر شد و ایشان را به سبب بی ایمانی و سخت‌دلی ایشان
Yeah, so the disciples directly believed when Mary Magdalena came. So this is great news.
No. They
did not believe her. Then you have two men which we also know were rebuked for not understanding the scriptures.
After
their eyes were opened, they go to the disciples. Again, the disciples believed them not.
And
basically Jesus scolded them for not believing.
For having an hardened heart. Yeah,
these are the same people that God used to turn the world upside down.
اینا همون آدمایی هستند که خداوند 12 تاشون استفاده کرد که دنیا رو زیر رو کنه.
And he said to them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 15.
آیه 15.
پس بدیشان گفت در تمام عالم بروید و همه خلایق را
Yeah, God uses imperfect people
to get his work done.
Paul, considered the greatest Christian in the New Testament,
he
says, I'm carnal, sold in a sin.
He's
sinning. He's doing things he doesn't want to do.
کارهایی رو انجام میده که نمیخواد انجام بده.
And he wants to do certain things and he doesn't do them.
و چیزایی رو که دلش میخواد انجام بده رو انجام نمیده.
Yeah. If somebody claims that they're without sin, they're
اگر کسی تو دنیا اعلام میکنه گناه نداره تو زندگیش دروغ
If some false teacher says, "Hey, I've arrived."
دروغی هست که بتونه روزی میکنه بعد از سالها کاملا و بی ای بدون گناه هم رسیدن امروز رسیدن به اون نقطه بی گناهی
That's a lie.
دروغگوه.
Yeah, 1 John 1:7.
اول یوحنا 1:7.
If you say we have not sinned, the truth is not in us. Is that 1:7 or not?
اما اگر در نور گام برداریم چنان که او در نور است با یکدیگر مشارکت داریم و خون پسر او عیسی مسیح ما را از هر گناه پاک می‌سازد.
1 John 1 Let me check because I didn't write it down. Oh, it's the next one for date.
آی بعدی 8.
اگر گوییم که گناه
1:8
اگر گوییم که گناه نداریم خود را فریب می‌دهیم و راستی در ما نیست.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that all the people, all the great men in the Bible, never arrived at that place of sinless perfection? All of them struggled with sin. All of them had issues. And then there are people out there today that say, hey, I've arrived. I'm this perfect Christian. What they're doing, they're deceiving themselves. Yeah, because they're not deceiving anybody else. Everybody else knows, sees them and knows that they're sinful. They're just deceiving themselves. Yeah, we know you're a sinner. Just like the rest of us.
مثل همه.
Yeah. So God uses imperfect people.
خداوند از انسان‌های
that is not a qualifier.
پر
that God uses to see if you can serve.
استفاده می‌کنه که هدفش و برنامه‌های خودش.
Yeah, there will be qualifier. There will be no servants.
اگه قرار بود دنبال کسی بگرده که بی عیب باشه، بی گناه باشه، خادمی خدا.
But God doesn't use everybody.
There's
one essential attribute that you will see go through the Bible in all these great men. Let's look again at Peter. Go to Luke. Luke chapter 5. Let's again look at Peter. This is when. Yeah, 5 till 8.
شبان در جواب وی گفت ای استاد، تمام شبا رنج برده چیزی نگرفتی، اما به حکم تو را خواهیم تور را خواهیم برداشت، و چون چنین کردن مقدار زیاد از ماهی سیر کردن، چنان که نزدیک بود تور ایشان گسسته شود، و به رفقای خود که در قایق دیگر بودند اشاره کردند که آمده ایشان را امداد کنند. پس آمده هر دو قایق را پر کردند چنان که نزدیک بود غرق شود. شمعون پتروس چون این را دید بر پاهای عیسی افتاده، گفت ای خداوند از من دور شد، زیرا مردی گناهکار است.
Yeah, so Peter and guys with him, they're fishing and they've not been successful.
پتروس و تمام کسایی که دارن ماهیگیری میکنن ماهی موفق نشدن.
Hey, throw your nets out on the other side.
پتروس عیسی مسیح میاد میگه حالا تورتون رو اون ور
کنید. No. It's not good luck today.
امروز اصلا شانس نداشتیم ماهیگیری.
And then eventually he does.
اما آخر سر این کارو میکنه.
Half of what Jesus says.
نصف اون چیزی رو که عیسی گفته.
Yeah, because he doesn't throw the nets out.
تور رو نمیندازه.
Yeah, he just throws a net, a singular. Out.
تورها را نمیندازه، بلکه تور رو میندازه، یکیشو میندازه.
And of course the net is full.
اون تورش انقدر پر میشه.
Yeah, because they're catching the amount of fish that were meant for nets, not for net.
به خاطر اینکه ماهیهایی رو قرار بوده بگیرن که قرار بوده با تورها باشه، ولی چون پتروس گوش نکرده بوده یه تور انداخته.
And then look at verse 8.
آیه 8 نگاه کنید.
If you want to understand Peter, this explains Peter.
پتروس رو توضیح میده بهتون آیه 8.
شمعون پتروس چون این را دید بر پاهای عیسی افتاده، گفت ای خداوند از من دور شو، زیرا مردی گناهکار است.
Yep, he fell down at the knees of Jesus.
سجده زد جلوی عیسی مسیح.
And he says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man,
O Lord. من انسانی گناهکار هستم.
Peter is a humble guy.
پتروس فروتن بود.
And that's an important, essential characteristic.
شخصیت بزرگی است.
Because God uses people who are humble.
خداوند از فروتن‌ها استفاده می‌کند.
If you are a person who is puffed up, who is arrogant,
مغروری به خودت,
who just wants to glorify himself,
خودت رو جلال بدی,
God cannot use you.
خداوند ازت نمی‌تونه.
He cannot elevate you.
خداوند نمی‌تونه ناتو رو جلال بده.
You will mess up. You'll make an idiot out of yourself.
وقتی تو رو جلال بده, خودت رو احمق می‌کنی.
Yeah, the Bible says in Luke 14:11. For whosoever exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted.
هر کسی که خود رو جلال بده شکر زمین خواهد خورد، و هر کسی که فروتنی کنه خداوند بالا خواهد.
Yeah, you exalt yourself, you will be brought low, says the Bible.
زیرا هر که خود را بزرگ سازد ذلیل گردد، و هر که خیشتن را فرود آورد سرافراز گردد.
Yeah, so you exalt yourself, you will be brought low.
خودت رو بالا می‌بری پس ذلیل خواهی شد.
But if you do not lift up yourself,
اما اگر خودت رو بالا نبری,
you say nobody will lift me up. Wrong. James 4:10.
یعقوب 4:10.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up.
یعقوب 4:10.
James 4:10. James 4:10.
14.
در حضور خدا فروتنی کنید تا شما را سرافراز فرماید.
Yeah, God shall lift you up.
خداوند شما را سرافراز.
If you want to be used by God, you need to be a humble person.
اول خود را فروتن کنید.
If you're asking yourself, I'm not good enough to serve God. I'm not good enough for this position.
موقعیت خوبی ندارم که این مسئولیت را قبول کنم.
And the answer is, you probably are good enough. Because you have a humble attitude. Like Peter. Like Paul. Yeah, who said, I'm carnal. 1 Timothy 1. Verse 15. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That's Paul speaking.
این سخن امین است و لایق قبول تام، که مسیح عیسی به دنیا آمد تا گناهکاران را نجات بخشد، که من بزرگترین آنها هستم.
Yeah, Paul had an humble attitude.
پولس فروتن بود.
He was not puffed up.
مغرور نبود.
He did not elevate himself.
خودش رو بالا نبرد، جلال نداشت.
And God was able to use him greatly.
خداوند تونست ازش استفاده کنه برای جلالش.
So should we be the sinful flawed people? No, the goal is not the sin.
که پر از گناه باشیم.
The goal is to walk in the spirit.
هدفمون اینه که در روح قدم برداریم. هدفمون اینه که گناهامون تو زندگیمون کم بشه.
Yeah, but that's reality. Yeah, we do sin.
And
we can relate to the characters in the Bible. And we're also warned for the consequences in the Bible. God chastens them.
Yeah,
like God chastens every son he receives. Why am I preaching this today? Yeah, because I don't want anybody to think that they're not good enough to come to church
or
to help out with soul winning. You are. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about certain specific grievous sins.
If you commit
those, then you've been put out of the church.
Yeah,
like fornication or adultery or drunkenness. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah,
you need to get right first and then you can come back.
اگر اونها رو داری اول باید اونها رو
But I'm talking about all the other sins that are in our lives.
اما خیلی گناهای دیگه تو زندگی هممون هست.
That we commit.
که خودمون
And that are not worthy of being thrown out.
که ارزش اخراجی نداره. خداوند نگفته اخراج کنین کلیسا.
Here's the message. Come to church.
پیام من اینه. بیاین کلیسا. بیاین برای
It's often the people that don't think they're good enough.
معمولاً کسایی که فکر می‌کنین کامل نیستین.
We're perfect.
آدم بزرگی نیستین.
Because they haven't.
کسایی هستین که بهترین برای
Because they're not puffed up.
چون مغرور نیستی.
Yeah, they're not arrogant.
چون خودتو
They have a humble attitude.
خودت فروتنی. آدم فروتنی.
Proverbs 24:16.
امثال 24.
For a just man fall not 7 times. And rise it up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief.
زیرا حتی اگر مرد پارسا 7 بار نیز بیفتد باز برخواهد پاست، اما شریران در بلا سرنگون خواهند شد.
Yeah, so a just man falls 7 times, but every single time he rises again. And it's an encouragement for us when we mess up. Oh, I'm a sinner. But God can still use me. He used all these others in the Bible. And if you're saved, and you're breathing, you're alive, I believe God has things to do for you.
There's a purpose for you. برای تو هدفی داره برای زندگی تو.
Yeah, I believe if there's nothing for you to do anymore on this earth,
that
God will take you home. Yeah, so if you're on this earth, there's a reason for that. And it's never too late to come home like the prodigal son. And say, hey, I'm ready to serve now. I'm ready to obey. If that's you, that's great. He can use you.
خداوند میتونه از همتون استفاده کنه.
Yeah. Great men in the Bible.
آدم‌های بزرگ کلام خدا.
Are humble people, not perfect people.
فروتن‌هایی بودن ولی کامل نبودن.
Yeah, God needs people who acknowledge their sins to Him.
خداوند میخواد که بدونیم که ما
ضعیفیم. Want to do better next time.
اعتراف کنیم گناه کردیم و بخوایم فردا بهتر از دیروزمون باشه.
What if I fail again?
اما اگه باز زمین
خوردم. What about not thinking about failing?
به زمین خوردنمون فکر نکنیم.
And focus on doing what is right.
تمرکز کنیم که چه کاری رو امروز
And then whenever we do fail,
هر زمانی که زمین خوردیم.
You go to your knees.
بریم به زانوهامون.
Confess your sins to God.
سجده کنیم و اعتراف کنیم.
Not to the priest, to God.
نه به کاهن اعظم بلکه به خداوند.
The Bible says if we confess it's in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
اگر به گناهان اعتراف کنیم او امین و عادل است تا گناهان ما را بیامرزد و ما را از هر ناراستی پاک سازد.
Yeah. Ask God to help you do better next time.
دفعه دیگه بهتر
عمل کنیم. There are times that we should afflict our souls.
بعضی وقت تو زندگیمون باید جانمون رو آزمایش کنیم.
Yeah. Getting with God.
با خداوند
confessing our sins to him.
اعتراف کنیم.
And weep and mourn.
گریه کنیم، اشک بریزیم.
James 4:9.
یعقوب 4:9.
Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness.
خود را خار سازید و ناله و گریه نمایید و خنده شما به ماتم و خوشی شما به غم مبدل شود.
Yeah, there's some time to rejoice, but also time to weep.
Yeah,
but don't stay on the ground. Get up. Do better next time.
Grow.
And admit to God that I was wrong.
Yeah,
when's the last time you confessed your sins to God? If the answer is weeks or even months ago, something is wrong. Because we sin daily. Yeah, why don't you just humble yourself, afflict your soul, and of course this has nothing to do with salvation and being born again.
Yeah,
we're not born again and again and again.
Yeah,
it's a one-time thing by believing. But this is God's children admitting when we do something wrong and saying sorry to God, restoring that relationship. Yeah. Yeah, when my kids mess up, they can come to me and say sorry, and I'll forgive them. But regardless of if they do this or not, they're still my children. Now, if what I'm explaining today goes completely over your head, yeah, there's a heart problem. And it's important that you learn to humble yourself before God.
Confess your sins.
And then go on.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up. Yeah, and know that God uses imperfect people. And if you're around others who are imperfect, accept them. They're just like you. Yeah. When you make a mistake, yeah, don't be too hard on yourself. And give up. When you sin, just go to the Lord, humble yourself, ask for forgiveness, and continue. Do not keep dwelling on the mistakes you've made months ago. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
ای برادران، گمان نمی برم که من به دست آوردم، اما یک کار می کنم که آنچه در عقب است فراموش کرده و به سوی آنچه در پیش است خیشتن را کشیده، در پی مقصد می کوشم برای پاداش دعوت بلند خدا که در مسیح عیسی است.
Yeah, so what's in the past, yeah, forget about these things. Yeah, you messed up today. Yeah, I will get it right tomorrow. Yeah, this is not condoning sin, but it's about the reality that we as Christians still sin. And that we should not give up when we fail.
باز هم گناه میکنیم. وقتی زمین میخوریم، وقتی اشتباه میکنیم، ناامید نشیم و دست نکشیم.
Matthew 19:30 says, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first."
اما بسیاری که اولین هستند آخرین میگردند و آخرین اولین.
Yeah, don't think because you start later that you cannot have a full reward.
نمیتونی پاداش کامل به دست بیاری.
Don't think it's too late for you.
فکر نکنی دیر کردی.
If you are saved and walk around, it's not too late.
و قدم برمیداری و راه میری.
God is not true with you.
خداوند از زندگی دست نکشه.
Oh, but you don't know what I have done.
نمیدونی من چیکار کردم با گذشته.
I don't want to know what you have done.
نمیخوام بدونم چیکار کردی با گذشته.
I want you to understand that there is forgiveness with God.
اینو بدونین که در خداوند.
I want you to stop beating up yourself.
میخوام دیگه خودتون انقدر نزنید.
That's counterproductive.
انقدر خودتون رو تنبیه نکنید.
You need to let these things in the past.
در گذشته بمونه.
If you've made right with God,
اگه با خدا
شد. And it's finished. It's done. Yeah, and isn't this weird if somebody comes to you and says, I'm so sorry for what I've done. And says, oh, it's okay. I forgive you. Then 1 week later, comes against you. I'm so sorry what I've done to you. didn't we already deal with this last week?
Yeah,
don't keep beating up yourself.
Hey, نگو ببخشید ببخشید ببخشید.
Yeah, it's by his stripes that we are healed.
با شلاق‌های او ما شفا پیدا کردیم.
If Jesus saved you,
اگه عیسی نجاتت داده.
He already knew everything you would do in your life.
ضعف‌هات و همه گناهانت قبل از نجاتت می‌دونست.
All the failures, all the sins.
همه ضعف‌هات، همه گناهات، همه اشتباهی که می‌کنی، ولی با این حال اومد تو رو نجات داد.
Isn't that liberating to know?
آیا این آزادی نیست برای هممون که بدونیم؟
Don't beat up yourself.
خودمون رو نزنیم.
Weep, mourn, repent, and move on.
گریه کنیم، اشک بریزیم، توبه کنیم و ادامه بدیم به خدمت.
The angel said,
فرشته خداوند میگه.
Call the disciples and Peter.
شاگردان رو بخونید و پتروس.
And Peter ended up to be greatly used by God.
و پتروس رو خداوند آدم بزرگی
کرد. Not because he was perfect.
و کارهای بزرگی براش کرد. نه اینکه پتروس آدم خوبی بود و بی.
God doesn't use perfect people.
خداوند از آدم‌های بی‌عیب استفاده نمی‌کنه.
He uses humble people.
از آدم‌های فروتن استفاده می‌کنه.
And we as sinful human beings can relate to that.
ما به عنوان انسان‌های گناهکار می‌تونیم خودمون رو با اونها قرار بدیم، درکشون کنیم.
We can relate to Peter.
میتونیم بفهمیم پتروس کی بود.
And just as for Peter, it was not the end.
همونجوری که برای پتروس آخر زندگیش نبود.
So it is not for you.
برای من و شما هم آخر زندگیمون نیست. آمین.